Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. If you're joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Janice Kephart back on the show. Janice is an 8-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and managing director of Identity Strategy Partners. She's a recipient of the 2015 Women in Biometrics Award. She's a former counsel for the 9/11 Commission. Very important job that she had there, helping them do their final report. And she's been a great resource for us ever since. Janice Kephart, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Janice. So one of the things you helped us with in the past is understanding the increasing biometric technology that's out there. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've mostly talked about it in terms of, being able to go through airports quicker. We've also talked about governments, having facial recognition as you walk around the street and things like that. Your retina identification technology, fingerprints. I've got one of those. What's that system at the airport where you've given your fingerprint? What's the name of that?
Clear.
Yeah. I've got a clear count.
Yeah.
So if I don't ever have
it. Oh, cool. Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm hip.
What do you think of it, Jim?
I'm hip. Well, it worked. I've only used it a couple of times because I've only needed it a couple of times. I'm usually in the fast lane, but sometimes I'm not. And so I've gone through with clear and it worked like a charm. So I did use biometrics to do that. But now we're talking about another kind of biometrics, aren't we?
Yeah. So, if we're talking about what's going to need to happen in the airports as they reopen in an era of COVID, you've got now kind of like an expanded definition of security, right? It was, for the longest time up till now, it was the 9/11 definition of security, where it was about assuring that you are who you say you are and making sure you're not a threat to aviation safety in a physical way. Now that sense of physicality extends to your health, right? So you're going to have to, we were already going towards more biometrics in airports for seamless travel where your face can be your boarding ticket and that sort of thing. But now it's going to have to become more mainstream because we're going to have to go to contactless everything. And the only way you can do that is really with a biometric.
Explain contactless.
Okay. So contactless biometrics would basically be what contactless fingerprints, but you don't use that at the airport. That would be for law enforcement kind or access control. In this case, we're basically in the United States, we're going to be talking about face recognition. Mm-hmm. The same thing that your phone does for yourself when you open up your phone with your face. It's the same idea whereby the federal government has provided a picture of you that associates with the manifest list that you will be boarding that day. Mm-hmm. It's provided to the TSA checkpoint or the immigration checkpoint, and your face is recognized as you go through. You're not handing your ID to anybody. Mm-hmm. It would be an automatic ID scan that you would do yourself.
And I don't have a problem with the fingerprint because the FBI fingerprinted me when I was 19 years old when I became a member of the military, and so they already got my fingerprints. So I didn't mind giving them my fingerprints. I don't have a problem with the facial thing because it's my face, and if it helps them to move us faster and keep the bad guys out, then I think that's fine. My face is my face. I'm willing to let anybody look at it, right? If they want to, God help them.
But, right.
So the facial
and
part,
it's not private anyway.
That's not right. Exactly. My face is not private. But when you start getting into other things, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, when you start getting into things like thermal, Mm-hmm. When you start doing those kinds of things, and again, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I want to point out that you know, some people are bothered by the facial recognition thing. I am bothered with the cities seeing who's moving around the city. That does bother me. That's creepy to me. What do you think?
It's creepy unless I don't like it either. But in places like New York City, it has enabled them to identify both people in distress and criminals mm-hmm. through those cameras and to stop crime. Mm-hmm. I've actually been lucky enough to be up to the NYPD and to see how facial recognition works there and what they've been able to do.
Right.
And they've been able to prevent suicides, and they've been able to stop crime in their
as long as there's somebody keeping up with that. With not letting it get abused. We're going to come back and talk some more about this fascinating topic with our good friend Janice Kephart. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.